More than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering in Rafah in southern Gaza. According to UNICEF, that includes some 600,000 children. But with the Israeli military pursuing targets in the densely packed town, there are few safe spaces to be found. NPR's Dee Parvez and Anas Baba have more. And a warning to our listeners, this story contains mentions of harm to children.
An Israeli airstrike on a home in eastern Rafah killed at least 14 members of the Abu Anza family on Saturday night. Among the dead were 5-month-old twins, Naim and Wissam. The babies are among the at least 12,400 children humanitarian group Save the Children says have been killed in Gaza since the start of the war. According to Israeli officials, 38 children were killed in the October 7th Hamas-led attack. NPR producer Anas Baba, reporting from Rafah, spoke to Wissam and Naim's grief-stricken mother, Rania Abu Anza. My heart is broken. Oh, Lord, my heart is broken. I swear it's enough, she says. Rania had trouble conceiving for over a decade and underwent 3 rounds of in vitro fertilization before she and her husband were able to conceive Wissam and her brother, Naim. She went to sleep on Saturday night with her children and husband, but woke up to a decimated family. Who will console me? My brother Adil, who will console me? She cries, listing the names of other family members she lost in the strike. She told Anas Baba she wished the strike had spared at least one of her children.
At least they could have left me one in order to tell him the story of his brother. But now, I couldn't tell the story, even to myself.
We reached out to the Israeli military for comment on the strike. They said that they were, quote, operating to dismantle Hamas military and administrative capabilities, and that the Israeli military, quote, follows international law and takes feasible precautions to mitigate civilian harm. For NPR News, I'm Dee Parvez in Tel Aviv with Anas Baba in Rafah, Gaza.